This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm gonna go first. First thing that's scary, number one, the lake. There's like scary bugs and fish, biting fish. So I'm scared of that. I think biting fish is scary. Literally everyone knows biting fish is scary. Because when you're swimming underwater, you never know when there's a biting fish. Second thing I think is scary. I'm scared of the laundry room because of the pipes. The pipes are scary when you look up at them. They look really scary, like they're gonna suck you into the tube. Tell that to your kids so they know not to look at the pipes. Third thing I think is scary, the black door in the laundry room. The one and only thing is, it's not actually black. It's a white door, but on the side of it, it has cracks that are black, and it's really scary. Fourth thing that I think is scary, getting burned. For example, today I burned my two fingers, and now I have blisters on them. Fifth thing I think is scary, bees. Number one, honeybees. Number two, about bees, flowers. Flowers are scary because you never know when there's bees in the flowers collecting pollen. For example, when you're passing by and you're really loud, bees can just sting you. Third thing I think is scary about bees, the beehive. Cause never know when you're gonna bonk into it and the bees are just gonna get swarming out and stinging you. Fifth thing I think is scary, scared of dogs. The one and only thing that's scary about dogs is dogs on the trail. Because if dogs aren't on leash on the trail, they come running up to you and like eating your snacks. Noah, what's on your list?
My first thing that's scary to me is a scary movie, Back to the Future. Thunderstorms. At night, going back in time, lightning. My second thing I was scared of was beasts. For example, I was hiking and I came up to a swarm of bees. My dad passed it already and somehow we made them angry. And then when my dad was coming back, he got stung once and I got stung three times when I was going through it. And then when we had like half of the trail, our dad gave us chocolate. And we finished the hike. My third thing that I'm scared of is spider webs. What's that?
On the dock ladders,
there are spider webs.
Just tell the story.
So how do we?
Just what you're. Do you
know what you're? Do you know what you're? Okay, we're done.
Done.
I'm Ida,
and I'm Noah.
Say together.
Bye.
You don't say together.
Ida and Noah are sisters from Brooklyn. Noah tasted her first snail this summer, and Ida passed the purple swim test at camp. So now she's allowed to swim all the way out to the dock. A big thank you to Ida and Noah's dad, Nivy. It was Nivy who came up with the idea for the girls to list out their fears and who recorded them. And that was the audio that inspired the idea for our podcast. So this is the final episode of season 2. We also want to thank you guys for listening to the show and let you know that we'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to give you our email address. It's 10thingspod@wnyc.org. Reach out to us anytime. We're listening. You know what scares me? You know when you're standing in line for groceries and there's like little marks on the sidewalk marking off 6 feet and you're standing on your mark, but the guy behind you keeps like creeping up off his mark and you know you should say something, but you don't want to be that person and he just keeps creeping closer.